the Insurance Dream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Friday, September 29th. We are continuing on our discussion of how to write more commercial insurance. Yesterday, we talked about understanding the businesses you are targeting inside and out, learning the lingo of that specific industry, offering customized solutions, and education and communication. We're going to be moving on in the other points of how to write more commercial insurance on today's 5-minute daily insurance meditation. But first, a word from our sponsor for the day, Hawksoft.
My husband had gone to a conference, or Hawksoft was, and he said, hey, we should check this out. And we did, and pretty much the rest is history. I mean, as soon as we saw the way the features worked and everything was so easy and the learning curve was not that long, I mean, everybody within a month got it, if not less. And when I saw how the accounting worked and how I was just like, oh, this is a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Hawksoft is a no-brainer. We've been using them for, I've been using them probably for almost 15 years. They're a great company. And it's appropriate that they're sponsoring today's episode because we're going to start off with embracing technology today. So in today's digital age, technology can be a powerful ally. Utilize data analytics to identify potential clients who may be in need of specific insurance policies. Implement customer relationship management systems, Hawksoft, that can track your interactions and tailor your approach accordingly. So, you know, basically this section is talking about getting technology to help you target your prospects. You don't have to go through a phone book. You don't have to go door to door. You can get all the data you need right there on your computer to figure out who needs specific policies. You want to track what you're doing targeting those clients in Hawksoft, the best agency management system in the business. So the next one, networking and partnerships. Build strong relationships within your community and your industry, and you can open the doors to new clients. Collaborate with connecting business organizations. And, you know, you can do some networking groups. I'm not a big fan of networking groups because they really have a limited reach in what they can get you as far as your insurance customers go. But, you know, if you're targeting a certain class of business, find another business that's not insurance that targets those same customers that you can share referrals back and forth to. Get connected with other businesses in your area because that will help you grow your client base. Next one, exemplify expertise. Business owners want to work with insurance professionals who are knowledgeable and trustworthy. Invest in ongoing education and training for yourself and your team to stay up to date with industry trends and regulations. This expertise will instill confidence in your clients, but only if your clients know you're doing that. So be sure to advertise your credentials, advertise the trainings that you take, let your clients know where you get your expertise from and where your expertise lies. Customer service excellence is the next one. Exceptional customer service will set you apart from your competition. Be responsive, be empathetic, be proactive in addressing your clients' concerns. A satisfied client is more likely to refer others and renew their policies. Another thing in this we kind of touched on yesterday is turning negative experiences into positive experiences. When I was an agent, I was writing a lot of contractors insurance. Whenever we screwed up the name of somebody's business and they had to come in and get a bond change writer to go file with the state, we give them a $10 Starbucks gift card. Say, sorry, you know, sorry for the inconvenience. But it shows that you are sorry. It's a small token of you know, your apology and your appreciation of their time. But, you know, again, anything you can do to turn a negative experience into a positive one, do that with your business. Next one, showcase success stories. Do you have business owners that you've covered, you know, more bases for? You've transformed their policies. You've saved them money. You've found a risk that wasn't covered and you covered it. Showcase those stories on your website, on your social media. Talk about it. Get other people talking about it. Next one, review and adapt. The insurance landscape is constantly evolving, constantly changing, especially right now. We all know that. Regularly review your portfolio of offerings and adapt to changing market conditions. You can do this with the Fast Track Appointment Program. It's under services for your agency. You can do this with the Fast Track Commercial Producer Program. You can do this with a lot of the offerings that are out there. But make sure that your portfolio of offerings is adequate for the clients that you're looking to serve. And lastly for today, measure and optimize. Set measurable goals for writing insurance policies for business owners and regularly track your progress. analyze your success and your failures to continually refine your strategies. What do you want to do this year? Take your yearly goal. Divide that by 52. Divide that by 5. Figure out what you need to do on a daily or weekly basis to make your goals happen. And keep score. Winners keep score. Always, always, always. So this has been your daily insurance meditation.